can you tell me a little bit about why you and the group are out here today?
What we're looking for is for the government of Ontario to have oversight over the Children's Aid Societies in the province of Alberta. Ontario. There is no oversight right now. They say that there is through the Child and Family Services of the government. However, as soon as a case is before the court, which is automatic, as soon as they apprehend a child, it has to go before the court, nobody can step in and oversight. Children's Aid Societies, the workers used to be, have to be social workers. They answered to a registry body. They had to follow rules and regulations. Now they do not have to. They've changed their name to Child Protection Workers. They have no degree, no diploma. They make up their own rules. They are their funding comes from the government, the taxpayers' pocket, and they answer to nobody. You go to Family Services, Ontario Family Services, the government division, and they cannot do anything because it's before the courts. When you go before the courts, and we have documentation proving, CAS puts whatever they want in the file, gives it to the judge, and because they have said that they are the experts in rearing children, the judge takes their word for it, and nothing gets solved. It takes 2 years, 3 years before your case works its way through the courts. This court system is so overloaded. The lawyers are so overloaded. I've talked with several of the lawyers with these cases. They take children on any excuse that they can get. Their budget for 2009-2010 was over $25 million for Carmel and the Tri-Counties. Budget of over $7 million in salary, $10 million in foster care. That's a lot of money coming over the out of the taxpayers' pockets. Nobody has oversight to them. They answer to nobody. Nobody. So we want, it was Bill 88. Unfortunately, the government has been paroled by Dalton McKenzie. And we want the ombudsman to be able to have oversight of them so that they have to answer to them that they're not taking children from their families with no valid excuses. Right now, they don't have to give any valid excuse. They take the children, put them in foster care. Children belong with their families.
Why has it become such an issue now for you to make this cause, make this demonstration right now?
Okay. Actually, the rallies have been going on for almost a year now in Ontario. And I got involved. I originally was born and raised in Cornwall. I live out in Alberta now. Some of my family members have been impacted. And through them, I've got to know other people. And this is my home. And it's like, I want to help the people that are here.
But if parents have an issue with the CAS, would they not be able to file a complaint with the ombudsman? And wouldn't they be making an investigation? Because it is a public agency.
No, the CAS does not answer to the ombudsman. They can make a complaint to him. His hands are tied. He has no authority to go and investigate. And that's what we're saying to the government. He needs the authority to go and investigate. He cannot. That's the one agency they cannot investigate.
Would that solve all the problems?
It wouldn't solve all the problems, but it would certainly start to resolving some of them, because once they start having to answer to somebody, then they're going to be a little bit more careful. Children's Aid, previously, the history of them, they had to raise their own funds. The government didn't give them the funding. They had to raise their own funds. They're there for the protection of the children, and we don't have a problem with that. When they're honestly being abused and neglected, they need oversight. But that funding that they're getting from the government should go to parenting programs, should go to programs that help keep families together.
So with the bill dead because of the legislature being prorogued,
right.
Is there hope that that will come back? Are you hoping that that's going to come back and that it might eventually get passed?
Yes, it is being brought back in September. It's going to be brought back again, and that people need to be aware of that. And if the Liberal government won't do anything about it, maybe it's time to get somebody else who says that they will.
Do you think the public's going to take this as a serious concern, given the amount of people that are out here today? You have four or five people that some may think that this is not a serious issue.
I think that they're starting to realize it. Like I say, these rallies have only just got started this year. There's a lot of information out there. Unfortunately, a lot of people have to work and so on. But I've just spoken to a bunch of people that were sitting in there waiting for court and given the brochure. And people go by and honk, and they're supporting it. But no, they don't know what to do. People don't know what to do. It's a government. You can't fight the government. Well, yes, you can. Yes, you can. We've got to get together. This is just the first rally here. And we'll continue. We'll continue to make people aware.